Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think from Denmark, I have the humble side, working hard, being really humble, because us Danes, how can you say, we shouldn't think too big of ourselves. We have to be like really humble. But of course, the American side, which I have from my dad, I think I have this mentality of dreaming big. Everything is possible in life. You just have to go and chase it. And my dad, he always used to tell me all those things when I was young. But he also used to tell me that it's going to be really hard. And he told me how I had to be better than everyone else growing up. My dad was really tough at me from a really young age. And I didn't, when I was a kid, I didn't really understand why. I didn't understand why is my dad like this. I used to run crying to my mom, you know. There was this great balance, the hard dad and then the soft mom I could run to. And sometimes I used to think like, do my dad don't like me or what's going on? But as after I got older, I start to realize what he have done. And my dad is my best friend. And I've just seen, like, I don't feel the pressure now. After all those moments, I think as a kid, when you're trying to get the acceptance for your, from your parents, that's the biggest pressure you can play with, actually. And if that don't break you, it makes you. So from a young age, I had to play with the pressure to satisfy my dad also, because he would be really angry at me if I didn't play good, or if I didn't give my all. If he felt I didn't give my all, he would be really, really angry at me. So from a really young age, I learned that when I played, I had to give 100%. I couldn't hold back. And I think those moments, it has helped me a lot in my career.
Martin, as a parent yourself, as a parent myself, what your dad did there, I'm not going to call it daring, but there's a risk, because imagine he saw you as a kid thinking, does my dad not love me? Because he's taken a, he knows what he's doing, and he knows that the benefits will only come probably when you're a young man or even a more mature man. And he's hoping that we'll be close friends then, my son will see the benefits then. But at a time where you're not sure of his affection, because he's being demanding, exigente, he has to, that's such a brave thing for a parent to do, because the easiest thing in the world to do is to be loving and close and say, it doesn't matter, never mind. He's quite a brave parent, I think.
Yeah. That's true. He gave me a lot of love. He always gave me a lot of love. Kisses, hugs, always. When it comes to football, he was really hard. And I remember sometimes he told me, like, you should quit. You should just quit football. If you're playing like that, you should quit, you know? And, of course, I would just said, no, I quit. I don't want to play anymore. But I know my dad, he didn't meant that. But he wanted to push me to make me think about things that I should give 100% or just stop. If I'm not giving 100%, I shouldn't go on the pitch. So it's been, yeah, I have so many crazy memories from when I'm young with my dad.
Who's the best in your evaluation? Who's the best defender you've ever played against?
That's difficult to say. I would say the toughest opponent. I remember when I signed in France, in Toulouse, my first game was against Monaco, and they had Eric Abidal. I was playing against Abidal, and I could feel I was stronger than him. I was faster than him, but he just outsmarted me in something I haven't tried before. So that's the first time I recognized someone who just, like, you know, he was with the ball, the way he marked me, just with that. I felt the experience from a really young age. That's the first time where I felt, okay, that's a big difference there.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.